I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Area 45, Sports Radio 610. Alongside Chris Partee, Patrick Creighton with you.
Hey, yo.
Sean Bajani, lazy.
Taking it easy.
Man, I'm telling you, like how lazy do you have to be? You're staying at a resort and you're crying. Just shameful. Joe in the soda on the text line. Bajani is the only person I know that cries poverty, then complains he's at a vacation resort.
Ah.
Facts. This is the guy who was like, I can't watch Netflix because I have to pay for it. But he's on at a resort. And complaining that it's not good enough.
Big balling out there at the resort.
You know.
But no Netflix, huh?
He's the one who'll tell you he can't buy a pizza to bring in for him, Chris, and I mean, I bring in pizza like 10,000 times. He can't buy a single pizza, but then he'll talk about dropping $400 on a tomahawk steak.
He did say he likes the steak. He's a steak guy.
Just saying, you know.
He likes a good steak.
Kind of let you know where.
You don't want to waste his time with no pizza.
Where are Chris and I in his priority list? We're nowhere. We mean nothing to Bougie Bajani. Sean Babougie.
Babougie
Bajani.
I hope he's actually enjoying himself. I hope he's just trolling with the whole resort stuff. I hope he's actually enjoying himself.
Whining and crying.
Whining and crying. I hope he's enjoying it. Sean, I hope you're enjoying yourself,
you know,
dog.
I really do. On the Twitch stream, Joel said they let Sean out of the country. I was like, I wonder how they're going to let him back in. That's a thing in this country, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
But Fromber's got another K here in the bottom of the second, two out, one on. Now,
probably going to have a lot of those tonight.
By the way, quick look at the NBA Finals. Going to the fourth quarter, Thunder up by 9, 85-76.
All right.
And
Pacers staying within striking distance.
So Pacers down 9. Halliburton only has 10 points. Siakam has 16. SGA's got 28.
Of course.
Lou Dortz has 15. Well, when did he start going by Lou Gwintz?
What?
He was always Lou. Now all of a sudden he's Lou Gwintz.
Well, that's his full name.
Right, but he's Lou.
He is Lou. You can still call him Lou. That's fine.
Sounds, you know, like what? Now that he's a little bit better of a player, he goes by Lou Gwintz.
Right. Sounds like he got a little bougie himself, right? No, Lou Gwintz.
Now that I'm not ass, can I go over my full name? I mean, back in the day when he was trying to guard one James Harden.
I remember those first couple years of Lou Dort. It was a little rough there. It was rough, but he's gotten a lot better. I'll give him that. He has gotten a lot better.
Now it's Lou Gwintz.
Lots better.
All right. So is this justification? Or is this just pettiness? So my old friend Scott Miller, who has written several books on baseball, has a new book out. And this book is all about managers. And, you know, Scott's been around Major League Baseball forever.
Yeah.
Right? He wrote the book 90% Mental, which was a New York Times bestseller.
Nice.
And now his new book is called Skipper, Why Baseball Managers Matter and Always Will. And he's a contributor for the New York Times. And,
yeah.
He has been around baseball forever. And there is a section in his book where they talk about black managers, because I think today is only like two. And one of the guys quoted in that section is Dusty Baker, who, of course, finally won his elusive World Series as a manager.
Got the big one.
In 2022 with the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
And there is a quote in there from Dusty that I want to know how this quote comes off to you. So in talking about winning the World Series in 2022 and how, you know, the manager matters, he said nobody wanted Yuli Gurriel to play. Nobody wanted Maldi to catch. The operations people didn't want Pena to bat second either. But I got to do what I think is right. Hence, Yuli played till he hurt his knee. Maldi played no matter what. And Pena hit second and became the first rookie to ever win both LCS and World Series MVP in the same season.
Yeah.
The Astros, of course, went on to win the World Series. Yuli played pretty well right up until he blew his knee out on the third base line. Mm. And Maldi, well, he Maldied. He didn't hit for beans.
He Maldied.
He did not hit for beans. But doesn't matter because the Astros won.
That's what matters. That's all that matters.
Is this Dusty telling you the manager matters? Or is this Dusty having on the bitter biatch face that he's like, I'm going to do it my way. You're not going to tell me what to do. And we won. And then the next year, I'm going to do it my way. You're not going to tell me what to do. And they didn't win.
Did not win.
And he fought with yet another general manager. Ultimately got himself, we appreciate everything you've done and we wish you the best in your future endeavors. Does Dusty here come off as a guy who is promoting what a manager does? Or does he come off bitter?
It feels like a little of both, but there's definitely some salty in there. There's some salt in there, for sure. There is some salt. I'm looking at this quote here, and in the Twitter post where this quote is that I have here, there's a middle finger. It's like, there's a middle finger in there.
Gave the front office the proverbial bird.
Yes, giving the front office
now, that was James Click's front office in 2022. And then he pretty much gave Dana Brown's front office the same bird in 2023. You might remember Dana had three catchers on the roster so that Dusty could get Yainer Diaz's bat in the lineup. And Dusty said, F you, I won't do what you tell me. Until June, when he had no choice because there were too many guys hurt.
Yeah.
And I think Yainer had under 60 at-bats on June 1st. And they had Salazar on the roster specifically to get Yainer at bats.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Dusty went, nope.
But that kind of comes with Dusty, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Look at his career.
And
everywhere he's been. That kind of comes with Dusty. You have to expect that. He's going to, especially by this point, which was the end of his career, pretty much, he's going to do it his way until, like you said, they showed him the exit. Now, he'd gotten his World Series at that point.
He did.
So I'm sure he wasn't too upset about it.
But he was upset about it.
He was. He's going to do it his way.
And that's it. Dusty wanted to do things his way.
He was going
to
do it his way.
He was salty AF.
He was going to do it his way. So, yeah, there's definitely some salt in there. For sure. So you framed it as, you know, is it being petty? Probably a little bit, yeah. There's some petty in there, too.
See, and to be honest with you, a big part of the issue here was Jim Crane. Because Jim Crane hired Dusty before he hired a general manager. And he hired James Click out of Tampa Bay because he wanted somebody who was going to bring the Rays way, you know, that super efficient, not going to spend the money. We're going to work in the margins. We're going to be the most efficient with every single dollar. He wanted to bring in a guy who was going to do like that. The problem was Dusty doesn't subscribe to the Tampa Bay way. He subscribes to the Dusty way.
The Dusty way.
And the Dusty way is I'm going to play the veterans because I trust them. Yeah. And I'm not going to play guys who came from other teams because I don't know them. And I'm not going to play rookies because F them. I'm only going to play the guys that I know and that I trust, whether they earned it or not.
It's the old school way.
Because let's face it, the last couple of years Moldy was here, he was the worst defensive catcher in the league, and he's the worst hitter in the league. But damn it, he was going to play. But
that's who Dusty was comfortable with.
That's who he was comfortable
that's
with.
That's what it was.
And, you know, all that talk about, oh, well, you know, the Astros pitchers, they can only throw to Moldy, was completely dispelled the following year because they had no problems throwing to Yonder Diaz. However, next, it does seem that this is what bothers me about it. I love Dusty. I was so on board when Dusty got hired by the Astros. Like, this is a great hire. Dusty has won everywhere he's been. He won in Cincinnati, for crying out loud.
That's a feat just in and of itself. Just, yeah.
And he had a, quote, track record of, quote, wearing out his welcome. And what happened here is because Jim Crane hired Dusty before he hired a general manager. Dusty didn't really report to the general manager. He reported to Jim Crane.
Yeah.
And because of who Dusty is and his, you know, pelts on the wall, you hired a GM because you wanted that efficient guy. But then when it came up, hey, I got to go efficient guy that I wanted or my future Hall of Fame manager, I'm going to tell my GM to go poop in his hat. And this happened again and again and again and again and again. When you win, all is forgiven.
Of course. Winning cures all.
When you don't win, and not only that, but you lose to your in-state rival by getting pummeled in the final two games of the series. you don't, and it's another GM in a totally different regime that you are banging heads with. Because Dusty didn't subscribe to this new wave mentality of the front office and the manager's office, you work together in tandem. Dusty's, you know, old school.
Very old school.
This is my team, STFU.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I want, out of the way. And that's not how these new GMs operate. And because he wouldn't cooperate, he wasn't on board, he didn't want to do anything, you've got to win or you're eventually going to be out of town.
You're going to be out, yeah.
If the Astros, I think even if they had lost to the Junk Grabbers and not gotten pummeled.
Might have been a little different.
Might have been different. The fact they got pummeled, I think, sealed his fate. Because you knew Dana wanted him out. Just like James Click wanted him out. He wouldn't cooperate.
Yeah. But and getting pummeled like that created the excuse. It's like, okay, enough is enough. So if they don't get pummeled like that, you think he's back.
Yeah, I mean, or if he cooperated, he's still here.
Well, he wasn't going to cooperate.
Why is Joe Espada here?
He wasn't going to. We just talked about that. He was going to do it his way. So you can kind of throw that out of the window.
Why is Joe Espada here?
Because of that.
Because he cooperates.
Yeah.
Because he buys into the analytics. He manages that way. He works the front office. And because of that, they trust him. He's not going to go rogue. He's not going to do things they don't want to do. And he doesn't throw anybody under the bus. Dusty threw some guys in the front office under the bus. Had no problem with it. Joe will never do that. Joe's a team guy all the way through. Not that Dusty wasn't about the team, but Dusty wasn't about the front office.
Yeah, he wasn't about the front
office. He was about the team as in the guys in the clubhouse.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He was also a player. I mean, that kind of comes with the territory. And on top of that, him being such an old school guy, Dusty was never, and even being out of the game, he's never going to be an analytics guy. It's just never going to happen.
No, and he'll be like, oh, I use numbers too. No, stop.
Well, we all use numbers in some form or fashion, but not in the way
these
new front offices are using numbers. And there's a difference.
And he didn't want to hear about it either.
And I mean, that's his prerogative. And it worked for so many years for him. It worked until it didn't. In Houston.
And look, you can win your battles with one front office. When the new front office comes in and then you're even more hostile.
Because you weren't their guy.
They did
not bring you in. So once the regime that brought you in is gone and you're still butting heads like Rams, it's only so long.
And there's another. You know, now you've got the owner who still has the manager reporting to him and the GM reporting to him separately.
Hmm.
And the manager's going, well, I should be this, I should be that. You should just give it to me. And then you've got the GM with, here are all the numbers. He just won't look at them. You tell me which ones we should be using. Eventually, the owner got won over by the general manager.
Yeah.
And I don't think he gets won over if they didn't get pummeled in game 6 and 7. If they don't get pummeled, you don't get in bed. You're up 3-2. You lose. You don't get embarrassed. Then I think that Dusty was probably still here the next year.
But like you said, they wanted him out already. That created the excuse to go ahead and say, all right, enough is enough. Enough is enough. It's time to go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, essentially you can say, I guess he did it his way until he no longer could do it his way.
And he got his ring. And I'm really happy that Dusty got his ring.
I think most people are. His
ring for a long time.
I think most people are happy that Dusty finally got that ring. I mean, he chased it for decades, but
yeah. I think it was time. And it sucks because look, it's time for everybody. At some point, it was time for Tom Landry. It was time for Chuck Knoll. You know,
yeah.
It was time for Tommy Lasorda. Like it was time for Earl Weaver.
It's time
for somebody
all the time.
I think it was time for him, which is unfortunate that. It came the way it did.
That way, yeah.
But I'm glad he got his ring.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.